Hi, Chris here again. Here's a special treat from the Odyssey scrapbook.
Hi, this is Marshall Younger, and I am the writer of The Sandwich Initiative, and I'd like to tell you a little story about what inspired this episode. It happened about 20 years ago, and Bryn, my daughter, was about 3 or 4, and actually I have Bryn here with me now. Say hi, Bryn.
Hi.
And one morning, I gave Bryn breakfast, and it was just her normal breakfast. It was a banana and some cereal. She ate this all the time, but on this particular day,
I didn't want to eat it.
It wasn't that she was tired of bananas. It wasn't that she wasn't hungry. She just decided that day to be stubborn, as, you know, three-year-olds tend to do. And I knew I couldn't let her get away with making the rules, so I said,
no, you have to eat it. And I said, no, I'm not going to.
And she was just being stubborn. So I said something that I probably shouldn't have said, looking back on it now. I said,
you are not going to leave this table until you finish your breakfast.
And you know, once you say that, you're kind of stuck as a parent.
And from there, we just were in a standoff.
So I left the room, and I fully expected that the moment she started getting bored, that she'd get up and she would eat. So 30 minutes pass. I come back, she has not eaten a bite. I leave the room again, 30 minutes pass, she hasn't eaten a bite. But here's the question that kept popping into my head. What is she doing to keep herself occupied after I leave the room? The curiosity was killing me, so I decided, yeah, I was going to get this little battle of wills on tape.
You are about to witness the strong-willed child in action.
So I set up a video camera, and I filmed the whole thing.
The subject, a Miss Bryn Younger, 3 years old.
So I started out narrating it, you know, just like David did in the episode that you just listened to.
For posterity reasons, I am now going to film the strong-willed child.
And I would leave the camera running and go out of the room and then come back and give an update and then leave the camera rolling again, just like David did.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now 12 o'clock. The subject has been sitting there for 2.5 hours, which in three-year-old time is about 6 years. The subject now has the added variable of being hungry since she hasn't eaten breakfast, so she's getting a little bit irritable, but she remained steadfast.
You know, she had no toys. She kind of looked at her hands. She wiggled her toes. She took the socks off of her feet and put them on her hands.
Now 1 o'clock, and the subject seems to be enjoying this.
I did a lot of singing, a lot of talking.
Kiss me on the lips, Dad.
She said, kiss me on the lips, Dad.
Kiss me on the lips, Dad.
There was some crying.
At no point did she even consider eating the banana.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now 12:30. The subject has been there for 3 hours now. The cereal, which has been soaking in milk since 9:30, is now the consistency of algae. The subject is exhibiting feelings of restlessness and loneliness, and also suffering from some mild hallucinations.
I think I was actually delirious at one point from hunger.
But absolutely no remorse.
It wasn't until her mother woke up. My wife, she worked night shift back then, so she slept during the day.
It is 2:15, and we've had a breakthrough.
I finally decided that it was time. I was going to eat this banana since my mom was up, and it was nasty. Like, if the cereal was soggy, like it had been sitting in milk for the last 5 hours. You've seen a banana after 5 hours.
Subject has eaten part of her banana and a few spoonfuls of her cereal. I think we're on the road to recovery.
So I had this video and I edited it down to about 3 minutes, and then Bryn, tell him what I did with it.
He put it in my wedding video. So everyone that's important to me has seen this video. My in-laws have a copy of it and they watch that part all the time.
She has done it after a nearly 5 hour standoff. The subject has finished her breakfast.
So when you hear David giving this sarcastic narration to the filming that he's doing, that is all inspired by the story 20 years ago with my daughter, Bryn.
Hello, I'm David Parker, and it's Saturday the 14th, 3:46 p.m. I'm here in my backyard for day one of my groundbreaking experiment. The subjects, my 3 children. The goal.
Even though Bryn was stubborn that day, she's turned out okay, and she's redeemed herself by giving me grandchildren.
Love you, Dad.
Love you, too.